It's eerie what military technology can do these days. But in ancient Greece, they thought they were cutting edge when they developed the linothorax. Linothorax, lino referring to linen, thorax meaning the chest. What's a linothorax? Get in your mind's eye an ancient Greek warrior, his sword in the air, an olive branch on his head, and around his midriff, one of these pleated shirt skirts, if you will. Got it? That's a linothorax. This garment raises some interesting questions, mainly how could what amounts to a kitchen apron serve the same purpose as Kevlar? So, Gregory Aldrete, you dug into this. You're a history professor at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. How did a piece of linen actually protect warriors?
Well, the secret is that you take a bunch of layers of linen and you laminate or sew them together. And when you do that, you get something which is very tough and also flexes a bit when things hit it, so it disseminates the force and it turns out to be quite effective protection.
You laminate it with what?
Well, one of our goals when we had this project was to try and recreate some of these using materials that were as close as possible to what they would have had in the ancient world. So this meant getting our hands on some linen, which had not only been hand-woven and hand-sewn, but also harvested and grown by traditional methods. And that turned out to be quite a challenge, but we did it in the end. And then we also had to use glues, which they might have had, and the glue we settled on was rabbit glue, which is what it sounds like, glue made from the skins of rabbits. And we knew that would have been very cheap and widely available in the ancient world. So once we had those materials in hand and we did some research to figure out the patterns, we started trying to make them.
And does history show us that these linothoraxes were, in fact, several layers of linen held together by rabbit glue? I mean, is that how they did it back in ancient Greece?
Well, it's one plausible reconstruction. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have an exact description of how they made this. What we do have is about 60 sources from ancient authors that mention linen armor. And in addition, what my team did was to locate about 1,000 images of this armor on Greek vases, wall paintings, all sorts of things. And so we kind of had to backwards engineer it. And for example, we know that the Greeks used this kind of lamination of linen technology in other contexts. They used it to make some of those masks that they wore in theaters. Archaeologists have found little fragments of laminated linen in graves. So we know they had this, and it seems the most likely explanation for something called a linothorax, a linen piece of armor.
Mm. So little fragments, but no complete linothorax. Is that because the linen and rabbit glue just decomposes over time?
Yes, and that's why this is such a mystery, because archaeologists like to study what they can lay their hands on, and simply no examples of this have survived because it's made of organic materials. So even though it's mentioned in text, even though it shows up in images, people had always been a little bit skeptical about it. They always thought, well, maybe this was some kind of secondhand armor, that you would only wear this if you were desperate. And it had been ignored, quite honestly, in scholarship.
Right, and now you know it could have been good armor because you made some linothoraxes and got one of your several students to wear them. And then what happened next?
So we made 7 complete reconstructions of this, and I had my students run around, wear them for 20 hours, wear them in a rainstorm, jump around, do all the sorts of movements to assess the wearability issues. And then the second thing was the testing. And for that, we actually made some flat test panels where we actually made dozens of these. So we made all kinds of different variables, thickness, weave, and then shot them with arrows under controlled conditions. And our bottom line result was that if you were wearing one of these things in the ancient world between 600 and 200 BC, you would have been safe from any kind of arrows that would have been out there. It offered as good protection as the thickest bronze armor, but it only 1/3 the weight.
Wow. What is linen? Remind us. It's not cotton, is it?
No. Linen is made from the flax plant, and it's a very versatile fiber. It's a little hard to process, but it has some nice qualities. It resists stains well. It's not doesn't stretch very much, but it keeps you cool. I mean, that's why people wear linen shirts in hot weather. So in the hot, 100-degree Mediterranean sun, if you're traipsing around ancient Persia or Greece, it made a big difference to be wearing linen armor versus bronze. If you were encased in a bronze breastplate, it would basically bake you.
Now, I understand you're getting questions about your linothorax project as far afield as Hollywood.
Probably the oddest request is I had someone send me an email who was a designer of role-playing games, and he was doing a game based on the zombie apocalypse and wanted to know, would this armor be good protection against a zombie bite? And after thinking about it a bit, I had to say, yes, it probably would.
Greg Aldrete, a professor of history at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, thanks for telling us about your linothorax project.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You can see how the University of Wisconsin students recreated that ancient armor, rabbit glue and all. We've posted pictures and a video at PRI.org.